Proclamation number 8653, dated the October 23rd, 1963. Diseases and cure. If you know the blessing of disease, if you know that disease contributes towards the soul's purification, that disease aids your patience and humility to accept my will and you consequently no longer oppose my will, if you accept that everything happening to you is recognized by me as beneficial for you, then you will know that I also recognize the moment and time of your recovery. However, the fact that I will not cure you instantly is due to your freedom of will, for then you would be forced to believe in me and my might, but you shall attain this faith without coercion. Furthermore, you know that the purpose of earthly life consists of providing loving service. Thus one will always have to work for the other if he wants to fulfill his helpful earthly task. And thus I will also bless the people who are always willing to help even where it concerns physical ailments and pains, and who are able to do so insofar as that they recognize the cause of an illness and the correct remedies to heal it. For depending on their helpfulness and their love for their weak and suffering fellow human beings, they will indeed be successful. But in the final analysis, every cure is based on my will, which therefore imposes a limit on a human being's work when I recognize that the effect of a long illness is of value for the soul. My will determines a human being's destiny. Thus it also includes diseases which the human will is unable to cure despite all applied treatments. I will never condemn people's attempt to discover methods which are intended to help those who suffer. For as long as loving helpfulness is the reason for all kinds of research, my blessing will rest on it too. If, however, the motive for producing such remedies is based on the acquisition of earthly possessions, they will generally be ineffective or damaging for the human body despite apparent improvement. The most harmless remedies can equally suffice to result in a cure, because it is my will and I deem the moment of a cure to have arrived. An illness shall primarily further the bond with me. The human being shall take refuge in me and appeal to me myself to be healed, then I will send people to cross your path who only want what is in your best interests, whose thoughts will be guided by me if they are in contact with me in thought or through a life of love in accordance with my will. But such healers are only rarely to be found, and therefore people more than ever use remedies which likewise originate from unblessed work. And then neither the body nor the soul will be able to derive a cure from them, because I myself don't allow that the soul shall be helped against the human being's will, so that he learns to turn away from the world because the body is no longer able to meet the demands of the world. Thus you humans can always call upon the help of a physician, but the cure is determined by me. However, I will often bless the efforts of the latter so that you will recover. Yet you shall also derive from every illness a blessing for your soul, that you submit yourselves to me and my will, that you patiently and gratefully bear the suffering, because it is greatly beneficial for your soul when you prove yourselves during an illness. But with a rock-hard faith you will also be able to free yourselves from every ailment, just as I myself during my life on earth was able to heal people, whose faith had made them whole. Single quote: for nothing is impossible to me, and if your love is so profound that it brings forth a living, strong faith, then you will not doubt my love and might for a second. Then you can be instantly healed, because then this recovery will not be compulsory faith for you, since you will possess an unshakable faith. But which one of you can muster this strong faith? Who can use my might without doubt? Who will give himself to me so completely with the plea to heal him and is also convinced that his plea will be granted? Then any miracle can truly happen, be it on yourselves or on a fellow human being on whose behalf you voice this request in strong faith. But anyone who is very sincerely united with me has already completely accepted my will and lets me rule and does not use his will in advance. He will bear even the most difficult suffering with humility in my will and thus renders a far greater service to his soul than through the healing of the body. But I will always work in you such that your fate will be endurable. And when a human being has to suffer immense pain, it also just expresses my love for his soul, which one day will be grateful to me in the spiritual kingdom that it was able to dispose of many impurities on earth, that it was also permitted to remove guilt on earth, enabling it to enter the spiritual kingdom far less burdened, which it could never have achieved with a healthy body. Amen.